you can tailor stuff to your liking.
Your lifestyle.
Of course. We have Michael Austin here with us on the line, consultant to the Vice President of Sales, Guardian Life of the Caribbean. Mm-hmm. Let me say a very warm welcome to Mr. Austin. Michael, how are you going?
Hello?
I'm good. Hi,
Whitney. Hi, Mr. Austin. Thank you for joining us.
You're most welcome.
All right. So let's dive straight into it. Insurance, the importance of having insurance policy for anyone. And for people to understand, it's not just when you hear insurance, oh, they're just coming to steal money from me and take my money and making them rich, and that's not the case.
Well, that's exactly it. The fact is, most persons who would have left a sizable estate to their children, their spouses, or whatever, a major part of that, in most instances, comprise the proceeds of life insurance. So actually, life insurance, I say, it's one sure way of creating an estate and providing wealth. If you want to start wealth for your line, insurance can certainly do that.
Definitely. Now, we are living in a pandemic right now, and COVID is on the tip of our tongue with every discussion that we have. And at this point in time, what are the things that will cover, especially persons who may already have their insurance, whatever their policy may be, when it comes to the COVID-19 and the pandemic?
I'm glad you raised that question, because I have been, viewing social media recently, and there's so much misinformation as regards to how insurance would treat the persons who are COVID infected, or as the case might be. Right? And the fact is, if you are insured, if you have life insurance, there are many companies, and you die as a result of COVID, the insurance company is going to pay a claim. All right? So there are no ifs and buts. And that's the value of having life insurance. The only time it would not pay is if you committed suicide within the contestability period, which is usually 2 years, and you committed suicide, then it will not pay the claim. Mm-hmm. Or if there was fraudulent information given, all right? Because as you know, you can only get insurance if you can qualify based on your health.
Correct.
All right? And if your health is not good, and you know that, let's say, for example, you had a heart condition and you did not disclose that to the agent, and a claim arises, and death occurs as a result of something to do with that condition, then the claim will not be paid. But that's very clear. So it's about trust is about having good health to qualify for insurance.
But when
it has become more visible now during the COVID, because people are concerned, people are dying.
Yes.
And in a lot of cases, some of them have no insurance. But those who have insurance, they understand that you are not in any way going to be denied a claim. The claim will be paid.
Let me ask you, Michael, doesn't the insurance company do sometimes due diligence, and they will run someone through a particular screening? At least for me, I remember when I increased my particular insurance and policy, I had to go do a full medical again and that kind of stuff. Is that part of the process?
That is. But there are certain, based on the level of coverage that you apply for, there are certain times you may not have to do a full medical. And many times it will be some questions they will ask you about your health. Have you ever had a heart condition? Have you ever had a stroke? You know, those sort of things.
But you have to be honest.
You expect it to answer correctly.
Yeah, you have to be honest with that. But what did the virus fall under? Which policy will that fall under? Or it is across the board when it comes to life? Because it can be under critical illness. Would you say that?
And across the board.
Okay.
Whether you have a life policy, which could be, or you have a critical illness policy, or even if you have a health policy, all right, it will cover that in the same way.
Okay, indeed. I know always, obviously, getting into insurance at a young age is always best. I think the benefits will be way more down the road. But is there a particular cap? At what point do you suggest, if somebody's listening, I would say 30s, 40s, 50s, and they're not covered, at what point do you think it's a good time And is there a cap as it relates to insurance?
Well, the best time to do so is when you are, so for example, if you just started a job, you might be in your 20s, that's the time when your health is best. That's the time it's going to cost you the least cost will be at your earlier age. And that premium remains constant for as long as you are around. So it doesn't increase. So for example, someone purchasing, let's say for example, a life policy, an ordinary life policy, or even a term policy, all right, at age 22, all right? Let's say it cost them for $1 million of coverage, let's say it cost them like about $250 for term insurance. That's not an exact figure, right? I'm just using an example. Someone 10 years older at 32, instead of costing them $200-something, it could cost them close to $500 or $600. That's the difference.
Yes.
In terms of your age. Apart from the age factor, which is less costly, there's also the health factor. Most people are in the best of health in their years. As you progress in age, things start to happen that affect your health. That could affect the cost of getting insurance or even the ability to get insurance in the first place.
Yeah, because definitely, as you mentioned before, with your health conditions and you're coming in, if you have issues, it will obviously be a little bit harder for you to get certain policies because of your health. If it's not 100% per se after checking. Now, with regards to the COVID-19, if persons, let's say, contracted the virus abroad and they came back home and they have some issues where they have to be hospitalized, does Guardian cover that as well?
But the current protocol is if you have contracted COVID, then you will be kept at a state institution once you have COVID. And once you're at the state institution, well, there's no need for coverage, for paying a claim, right? Because you generally have to be housed at a state institution. And that's the current protocol that's in place
for
persons who have contracted COVID.
As it relates to
if, however, you are abroad, as you know, abroad, everything is, you have to pay for everything. If you were abroad and you contracted COVID, then if you had a health plan, it will pay in accordance to what the local requirement would have been or the payment would have been. Right? So the teaching equivalent.
Okay.
All right?
So you'll do the conversion.
As it relates to folks who can you use your insurance to get a claim for those who have to pay for the COVID test, you know, $950, we're hearing of like $1,200, yes. TT, $1,600 TT in some places. For those who want to travel, can you just do a claim to get something back on that?
Well, there are two conditions that would allow you to do so, all right? So the first is, this is either the PCR or the rapid testing, right?
Correct.
If the test is a requirement for being treated during an emergency, let's say you're an accident or something, and you know they will not treat you unless they do a test, right? Then, yes, you can claim.
Okay, okay.
So you will be covered.
But not leisure.
On the other side, not leisure, right? Or if you had a procedure that you had to do, you had whatever procedure you may have to do at a nursing home or a private institution, all right? Where you have to incur a cost. Before they do any surgery on you in any condition, they're going to require a COVID test be done. In the public institution, there's no cost. But in the private institution, there's a cost. And you can claim back for that. So that's the first two instances, right? And then the other situation is, you may have persons who are symptomatic. So they have all these symptoms and so on. And their doctor may suggest, hey, listen, I recommend you do a COVID test. And they will give them a referral letter to do the COVID test. That will also be covered.
What about pregnant women? Because you're realizing now we're seeing a lot of pregnant women contracting the virus, and obviously they will have to go under state quarantine, or if persons who rather seek private health care, is there anything in place, especially a woman who already has her policies and then contracted the virus?
If you're pregnant and you contracted the virus, you talk about if a claim would pay.
Yes.
If you contracted the virus in any situation, whether you're pregnant, whether you're normal, and a claim arises, it will cover that claim. Right? If for example, whoever, you're a pregnant person, and you decided, you know what, let me go and do a COVID test. But there were no issues with regarding your pregnancy. But then that wouldn't be covered. Alright?
Yeah.
If, however, during your pregnancy, you know, some issue that arose, and the doctor said, you know what, let's make sure, once you have that reference letter from your doctor, then it will be covered.
We have to go to the playway at 4 o'clock, and that's in about a minute. Any quick closing remarks, and any way folks can touch base with your colleagues to get more information?
Yeah, but what I would suggest, I would advise persons in the public domain, do not take information from social media as gospel. Call your insurance company, or call any insurance company, as a matter of fact, life insurance company, or whatever it is, and they will give you the information. Alright, let's not rely on social media, because there's a lot of misinformation going there. And I want to encourage persons, particularly now, because we are seeing persons who are in good health and coming down with COVID, and within a week they're gone. Mm-hmm. Alright, this is an opportunity for persons to make sure that they have a conversation with their insurance representative. If they don't have an insurance representative, they should contact a company and have a conversation to ensure that they put things in place. We don't know whether today or tomorrow will be here or not, COVID or otherwise. So my recommendation is that they do take this opportunity to get their things in order.
Thank you so much for all the amazing information, and all the best to you and all your colleagues. Yeah?
Great, Jason. I'm with you. Thanks a lot for having me. I hope I will be helpful.
Yes, definitely. Thank you so much, Mr. Austin. That is the consultant to the Vice President of Sales of Guardian Life of the Caribbean. So make sure and you get onto our agent, especially at Guardian Life, because they are the best. I have policies with them. So
yeah,
it's only right. Great people.
Up next.